Lesson 39, Stephen the Martyr. Purpose, to help each child gain a greater understanding of the Godhead. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Acts chapter 6 and chapter 7, verses 54 through 60, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 22 and 23. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. Refer to Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional reading. Acts chapter 7, verses 1 through 53, and Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verse 17. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Bible or a New Testament for each child. B. A copy of the Doctrine and Covenants. C. Picture 7-40, The First Vision, Gospel Art Picture Kit 403, number 62470. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Write Martyr on the chalkboard. Ask a child to come to the front of the class. Ask the child by name, would you be willing to be a martyr? Do any of you know what a martyr is? Explain that a martyr is a person who believes so strongly in something that he or she gives his or her life as a witness. This lesson is about a man who had a strong testimony of Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost, and was martyred because of that testimony. Scripture account. Teach the children the account of Stephen's life as found in Acts chapter 6 and chapter 7. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, refer to Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures.
Why did the apostles call 7 men to help them? Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. How were these 7 men called? Acts chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. Why did the apostles lay their hands on the men? The apostles gave them the priesthood authority, which they had received from Jesus Christ, to perform certain duties. All who received the priesthood are ordained by the laying on of hands. What qualities did Stephen have that helped him assist the apostles and serve the people? Acts chapter 6, verse 8. How did he bless the lives of the people? Why did the Jewish leaders bring Stephen before a council? Acts chapter 6, verses 9 through 12. What did the leaders of the synagogue falsely accuse Stephen of doing? Acts chapter 6, verses 13 and 14. Explain that blasphemous means speaking in a mocking and irreverent way about God or sacred things. Why did they think Stephen was speaking blasphemy? What happened to Stephen's face as he talked to the members of the council? Acts chapter 6, verse 15. Briefly recount the things Stephen told the council. Acts chapter 7, verses 1 through 53. Help the children understand that Stephen was explaining and testifying of God's blessings to the people of Israel. He also said that the people disobeyed God, persecuted and killed the prophets, and rejected and killed the Messiah. Whom did Stephen see when he looked into heaven? Acts chapter 7, verse 55. Who was with Stephen as he testified of Heavenly Father and Jesus? The Holy Ghost. Did the people around Stephen see the vision he saw? What did they do? Acts chapter 7, verses 57 through 59. What did Stephen say as they stoned him? Acts chapter 7, verse 60. Why do you think Stephen was able to forgive the people who killed him? Display the picture, the first vision. Who else saw a similar vision of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ? Joseph Smith, History 1, verse 17. What can we learn about Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost from the visions of Stephen and Joseph Smith? You could use enrichment activities 4 and 5 to help the children learn about the members of the Godhead. How can we know that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ exist? What must we do to be worthy of the companionship of the Holy Ghost? Help the children understand that when we obey the commandments, we can receive a testimony of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ through the Holy Ghost. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Read the following scripture and discuss how Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost are one in purpose. John chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. You might refer to the example of a father, mother, and children working together for one purpose. You might also explain the role each member of the Godhead has in our prayers. We pray to Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ, and answers come through the Holy Ghost. 2. Explain that other courageous, faithful people have also been martyrs because of their testimony and faith in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Use examples such as the following from the Scriptures. Joseph Smith was persecuted when he told others about his vision, and Joseph and his brother Hiram were later martyred. Many of the early disciples and apostles of the church were persecuted, and some were martyred. Acts chapter 12, verse 2. James was martyred, as was Paul, and it is traditionally accepted that Peter, Mark, and Matthew were also martyred. See Mark, Matthew, Paul, and Peter in the Bible Dictionary in the LDS edition of the Bible. Have the children tell you what they could learn from the examples of these faithful people. 3. Review the fifth article of faith. Discuss how church leaders today call people to church positions, just as Stephen was called to help the early apostles. Explain, when a person receives a call, he or she is set apart by the laying on of hands and given the authority to perform specific responsibilities. Help the children understand that when young men and women serve in the presidencies of priesthood quorums or young women classes, they will be called and set apart in the same manner. 4. Read and discuss the following. Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 22 and 23. Help the children understand that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ have glorified bodies of flesh and bones. Our physical bodies are in the image of Heavenly Father and Jesus. The Holy Ghost is a personage of spirit, not having a body of flesh and bones. 5. Display the following word strips or write the words on the chalkboard. The Godhead, Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost. Write the following statements describing the members of the Godhead on separate pieces of paper. Note that you need two papers with has a glorified body of flesh and bones. Heavenly Father, the Father of our spirits, the Father of Jesus' mortal body, has a glorified body of flesh and bones. We pray to him. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer, has a glorified body of flesh and bones, created the world, had a mortal mother. The Holy Ghost, a personage of spirit, bears witness of Heavenly Father and Jesus, reveals the truth of all things. Refer to Moroni chapter 10, verse 5. Can be our constant companion. Review the role of each member of the Godhead by allowing the children to choose one of the pieces of paper you have prepared. Have each child read the statement out loud, determine which member of the Godhead it refers to, and place the statement under the appropriate title. Sing or read the words to This Is My Beloved Son, Children's Songbook, page 76. Also, sing or read the words to Joseph Smith's First Prayer, hymns number 26. Conclusion. Testimony. Bear testimony of your knowledge of the Godhead and tell the children how important it is to you to have this knowledge. Share with the children your love for Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Acts chapter 7, verses 54 through 60, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 22 and 23 at home, as a review of this lesson.
Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson. such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading.
Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 39, Stephen the Martyr.